Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and I should mention that tomorrow's first hour, we have a co-host in here. Normally, we have Kelly Rossman McKinney with us the first Friday of each month, but because of her wedding and Grand Ledges homecoming, we pushed that back a couple weeks, and she will join us tomorrow between 5 and 6, and very happy to welcome in one of her key employees, Josh Hovey from the Rossman Group. Hello, Josh. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. First of all, before we get into the social networking restaurant experiment, I want to talk to you very, very briefly about the Team Telecom weekly poll that shows that this debate, this much ballyhooed debate, didn't really matter between the gubernatorial candidates.
You know, it's starting to look that way. We just did a poll Monday night right after the debates on Sunday. And our poll shows that Virge Bernero is still 20 points behind Rick Snyder.
Only 40% of likely voters, these are likely voters now we're talking about, only 40% watched the debate, and only 20% of those people, so we're talking about 8% overall, said it changed how they would vote, according to this poll. Still 52 to 32%, a 20-point gap with 16% undecided. However, I do notice a little change in the Secretary of State race. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Secretary of State race has pulled into I think it's just within, just under 10 points.
And, 41 to 32 with 28% undecided.
Yeah, Jocelyn Benson's got a little push there, and it's looking like she might have a go of it.
In the Attorney General race, Bill Schuette, the Republican candidate, has a 14-point lead over David Layton, prosecutor from Genesee County, 25% undecided in that race. But the reason that we really wanted to talk to you today, Josh, had to do with something else, and very, very important, I think, in terms of Lansing young entrepreneurs and a social media restaurant experiment. What can you tell us?
Yeah, it's something that, as far as I can tell, has never really been tried before. Developer Pat Gillespie has an agreement to purchase the closed-down Dalmatian Firehouse Grill, which is a small 24-seat diner just south of downtown.
It's a great restaurant, by the way. I'm really sad that closed.
It was great, but fortunately the owner opened up a bar and grill just down the street, so we still get to enjoy her great presence in Rio Town.
Right.
But
and the name of that is?
It's escaping me, Jack.
Okay.
Put me on the spot.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. But with the diner that Gillespie purchased, is a small 24-seat diner, and instead of just reopening it, rebranding it, and picking something that we hope the community will like, we're going to go about this a little bit backwards and ask the community what they want to see put into that building. So we have a blog that we just launched, which is www.rioeatsproject.com. And we have a Facebook and Twitter page, and we're just going to have the community give us their ideas, and we're going to pull from the best of them. We're going to pick, or we're going to ask them to pick, I should say, what the theme of it should be, whether it should be a retro diner or something new and modern. We're going to ask them to pick the menu, the design, the name, the colors. Really, any decision that we need to make, we're going to throw it up on the website and ask people what they think it should do.
You know, Josh, I'm sure you've been in Mongolian barbecue, and when you walk in, you go through, you pick your ingredients, so you really decide what it is, and then you watch it prepared. It sounds a little bit like this with this restaurant. Everyone go through and pick and choose, and it's going to be what people want it to be.
That's the idea. Is we get people to give us their ideas, and hopefully they're going to buy into it and have a little bit of ownership in it. Maybe a menu item will be named after someone who gave a really great idea, or we'll have a corner booth named after someone who gave another idea, things like that. And so they're going to see a little bit of piece of the diner that they helped create, and hopefully they're going to buy into it. They're going to come, they're going to bring their friends and show them, and it'll really be something that the community owns and can really be proud of.
I was going to ask you about that in terms of the legal involvement here. This will be owned how?
Right now, the Gillespie Group has a purchase agreement for the building and the business.
Okay.
We are looking for other investors. Pat Gillespie is not a restaurateur and doesn't really have any interest in running a restaurant. So
he does a lot of other things, but restaurateur isn't one of them, right?
Exactly. Okay. But he's kind of the visionary behind it, as well as all the other folks who've helped brainstorm some good ideas. And that's another one of the things that we're going to ask people is, would you like to invest? Would you like to help operate it? And we're going to hopefully get some great candidates for that type of thing as well.
So would the size be what it is now, what it has been at Dalmatians? Could it expand?
There is a vacant building to the north of the property.
Okay.
That if it's still available once it opens and the need to expand is clear, then that might be a possibility in the future. But right now, the renovations that we're looking at would be a facade improvement where completely redo the facade. The building is sandwiched in between two taller buildings, so we're going to put up a false second-story facade where that second story will actually act as almost like a billboard that could be, the panels could be changed and replaced every quarter, every year, however often that made sense, and we could actually continue to ask the community what they think should go on the billboard. Maybe we can throw up a contest and say, do you want your art to go up at the top of the building? And it's another way that we can involve the community and keep them engaged in the restaurant.
Well, if you do need to knock out that wall and expand to the north, I think Pat Gillespie knows how to do that.
Sure, he does.
I was going to be a smart aleck and ask about project labor agreements and tax abatements for this, but I think the important part is the community involvement. That is the thing that a lot of people are centering on here, the fact that this is a unique approach where the community is going to determine what this it really is, what this building is, what is, I imagine, the menu. Everything is up in the air, right?
Yeah, it's a unique approach, and as far as we can tell, no one has really ever approached opening a diner or a restaurant in this way. Some people will take social media comments about menu items, but we're taking it to a whole other level where everything, the name, the brand, what it looks like inside is going to be open to discussion online, and we look forward to hearing everybody's ideas.
Well, I guess it could be called just about anything. Something tells me it won't be called Hovey's.
I hope not.
Right now, it's been called Rio Eats. A lot of people are going with that working title. Would you guess you're going to get a lot of submissions for a name and for what kind of fare people want?
I think we will. We have a poll up on the website that's asking people to give their ideas for the theme. And in one day, we already had more than 100 people submit their ideas on just that poll. And we also have received probably 30 emails in the past couple days just of people giving their ideas. People want to be involved. Someone from the MSU School of Hospitality and Business wants to get his students involved. So we're looking forward to talking with MSU. And it's really going to be a community project. I have friends from Canada post on my Facebook page saying, this is great. I'm going to share this with my friends and tell them what's going on in Lansing.
Josh, and with the Board of Water and Light project there, some other things that are happening in Rio Town, the future, for the first time I can recall, looks relatively bright. And for so long, it was relative blight. And it was depressing because for people who remember what Rio Town once was, very, very different. But, you know, you can only do so much at a time. And we saw what happened with downtown still evolving. We saw what happened with Old Town. Maybe it's time for Rio Town.
I think so. And the area has a new art center, art gallery called Art Alley, which just opened up a few months ago, and that's been a great success. So there's some innovative artistic people in the area. There's real spirit of entrepreneurialism.
And where is Art Alley for those who haven't seen it?
Art Alley is about one block south of the old Dalmatians building. It's kind of across the street from Studio Intrigue Architects. And it's just it's actually sandwiched in between two buildings and they've turned the alley that was once an alley into a whole other building space, which is why the name is Art Alley.
We want to make it very clear, this is not Mark Alley's brother Art. This is this is a place where people have come together and expressed their creativity and really the kind of energy we need in all parts of Lansing. Josh, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it, and look forward to seeing your boss in here tomorrow.
Thanks for talking with me, Jack.
All right, Josh Hovey, Lansing's Young Entrepreneurs, talking about the social media restaurant experiment in Rio Town.